You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Corn, corn, corn. Nothing but corn.
And corn is one of the longest harvest seasons of any crop. It may be the longest harvest season of any crop. Alfalfa might have it.
Alfalfa has it.
Alfalfa.
Yeah.
But for human consumption.
For human consumption here in Arizona. Hi, Julie Murphy with Arizona Farm Bureau. And it's a pleasure to be on Rosie on the House once again, first Saturday of the month. Our season for sweet corn here in Arizona starts, they start planting like in the spring. And sometimes they can be pulling some fresh corn off late May here in the valley. And then it goes until pretty much the first weekend after, or the weekend after 4th of July. And then once that shift is made here in the valley, then it goes up north to, you know, there's a lot of sweet corn farmers, but one of them, and she's here in studio today, Charlotte Mortimer with Mortimer Family Farms. So they're growing it, and they actually get to grow it through September, the end of September. And we've also got some of our sweet corn farmers down south in Cochise County. So our season actually takes place the entire summer and into early, early, early fall.
And I don't think you can ever have enough.
I cannot have enough sweet corn. And I just noticed as Charlotte was coming into studio, she brought us a whole basket full of sweet corn.
I come bearing gifts, so
thank you.
A whole basket here, everybody will have to fight over it and take some home.
And we'll fight over it, no.
And it immediately filled up the room with aroma, too.
I'm going to shuck it and eat it now.
You can.
It was just harvested about an hour and a half ago. In fact, I had to go to the farm and pick it fresh this morning for you. And my favorite way to eat it is raw. Oh, there's nothing better.
Oh, I like that, too.
You're going to have to go on to rosieonthehouse.com and get our corn mock shoe recipe.
Yes, you do.
Try that, and then we'll argue.
And one of the reasons I love that the season lasts this long is because I do love summer, despite the fact that it's so hot here in Arizona. There's something about sweet corn and okra and a lot of the other summer vegetables that just make me feel all fuzzy and warm inside.
And
tomatoes, and partly because it's so hot outside.
Yes.
Yep. But sweet corn that caps it off.
Oh, it's a favorite for sure. There's nothing more American than a good ear of sweet corn.
And on 4th of July with the watermelon that we grow here in Arizona too. So all of our summer crops, nobody does it as good as our, and I know I'm partial, but nobody does it as good as our Arizona farmers.
And take us through the entire process. You mentioned you were starting planting early, but planting, how many seeds per hole, how many separation? Do you have to thin it?
Oh my goodness! All these
rows to
details.
Support
I should have brought Gary with me for that. He's the farmer. I just sell it. He'll tease me when I get home that I didn't do it right. But I believe we plant them on 36-inch rows, and we plant a plant every 5 inches. And our planter, we actually upgraded our planter last year, and so it is it's exactly every 5 inches. It's pretty amazing what that newer technology can do for you with your planting, etc. We plant ours the 1st of March was when we started planting, and we actually started harvesting our sweet corn the last week of June, which was way early for us up in central Arizona, right there outside of Prescott is where we're located. And so that was really exciting. We have everything on drip irrigation now. So we sub-irrigate with a drip right to those seeds that when they need it, and make sure they've got the right amount of water that they need when they need it. They start to leaf up in about 4 days is when they start to emerge, 4 to 7 days. And then they'll just keep growing and growing. You know, that's kind of it's a real tall, skinny plant. I'm sure everybody's seen a corn plant, you would think. But
yeah.
Real tall, skinny plant with lots of larger leaves that come off of it. And then it gets up to tassel. So what that means is when the top of the plant flowers, basically, they call it a tassel. And that's where the pollination comes from. So that's basically the male part of the plant. And then the silk, which is on the ear itself, when you guys get an ear of corn at home and you open it up, and that silk, when you're husking it, that silk is still on there. Every silk is attached to one kernel of corn. And so every silk has to be pollinated to make a full ear of corn.
And you guys have gotten real sophisticated because with your sweet corn, because the reality of it is you're mainly nursery plant people and beef and some of the other crops, but you've really only been doing the sweet corn for, what, the last 5, maybe 6 to 8 years now?
Time flies. This is our ninth year.
Ninth year, okay.
Ninth year growing sweet corn up there at the farm, and we've really developed a love for it, no doubt. You know, we've been in love with agriculture for a long time and was doing, like you said, more of the beef side of it. And since we've been at the farm and growing all different kinds of vegetables, we love it. So it's been really great.
So when I shuck an ear of corn and there's kernels missing, it's because those little silk strands didn't get pollinated on that ear.
Correct. Yep. Every silk has to be pollinated, and if there's a kernel missing, that's what happened. It just did not get pollinated. But the wind blows the pollen from the tassels up at the top, and that falls down onto those silks, which are lower, and pollinizes that kernel, and then we get a nice, beautiful cob of corn.
There you go. Back to my point on how important gravity is.
Because it would the pollen would go up.
It would go straight up. Julie, did you listen to the first hour this morning? We talked about the origin of gravity in the universe with astrophysicist Dr. Roger Windhorst.
Oh, awesome.
Now, if it weren't for gravity, the male part of the corn stalk wouldn't release its pollen. And all of the silk husk, ironically, are pointing up towards the sky to catch the falling pollen. Back to my point of intelligent design.
And how men are lazy? Was that what I just heard? Wait a minute.
And no, I have to say that Rosie on the House covers everything. So we might have even been able to hear it by these very powerful mics, but Charlotte just shucked an ear of corn in studio, and so we're doing the real thing here.
Yeah, so I had to open up this beautiful ear of corn.
And
you can see all the silks that are left here. And you can tell when an ear of corn is ripe or ready because the silks that are left on that corn stalk, on the ear of corn, the silks dry up. So when the silks are dry, that's when we harvest it.
And are you harvesting by hand? How many... You are harvesting
by
hand?
We do, yes. Okay. Yeah, we harvest everything by hand. There's tractors that'll do it, equipment that'll do it. We found that there's just get a better result when we hand harvest.
How many ears will you get per stalk of corn?
So you'll get one good ear. And a lot of times there'll be another ear that's a smaller ear.
Interesting.
But you get one good
cow feed.
Ear. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And that's actually what we do. We put our cattle out on the field after we're done harvesting that block, put the cows out there and let them eat up the leaf because they get a lot of nutrition from the plant itself, but also any of the extra corn.
So we've got the corn that we eat itself. We've got the nice... wrapping that it comes in that we use for tamales later.
The husks, yep.
Is there any repurposing of the silk or the cob after you eat it?
You know, I have some people that use the silk for crafting. I don't know what they do with it, but I do have people that come in and want the silks for crafting. the leaf, it becomes good livestock feed. And so all the extra, and even the cob itself, once you eat the kernels off of it, the cob itself is actually an excellent nutritional source for livestock as well. So
Mortimer Family Farms is fully integrated because you've got cattle that will eat...
We do
the leftover.
We do, yeah. They take care of everything. We don't waste a bit of it, that's for sure.
That's corn-fed beef right there.
And I love corn-fed beef.
Great. There was still open cattle ranging in Whitman when I planted my first head of corn, and just as everything was flowering, I'd come home to find the 8 of them had trampled 2 fences and just completely helped themselves to the corn. But it's something that grows pretty quick. Like you said, 4 days from the time it's germinated to sprout.
Yep, 4 to 7, yep.
You had planted in March and were harvesting by June, 3-month turnaround?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a 90-day on that early stuff. And it totally depends on the weather, but 90 to 110 days is from plant to finish. And we plant it in succession, so that means we plant every single week. We plant corn so we can harvest it all summer long.
And you'll probably, what will be your last harvest then in September? I hope I have that right. It's through September, correct?
Yeah, it's mid to late September. Totally depends on the weather there again. You know, once it starts chilling out, getting cooler in those evenings, it kind of stops that corn from growing. So every year it's a little bit different, but we just harvest as long as we can.
And for our smart sweet corn purchasers that are all over the valley and head up north or wherever they're still can harvest fresh sweet corn, they can load up and they can freeze the corn. There's all sorts of things so you can carry it through the rest of the year if you want to, right?
Yeah, in fact, we freeze it. When you want to freeze it, some people shuck it and then, you know, go ahead and take it off of the cob and everything and freeze just the kernels. It takes a lot less room to do it that way. But I just freeze it husk and all. And I don't want to break the seal of that husk on the corn when I do that. So if you open it up and peek at it, you've broke that seal. So I just take the whole husk and everything and throw it right in the freezer just like that. It's God's best Ziploc bag. And just let that freeze just the way it is. And I tell you, when you thaw it out, I thaw it out in some water in the sink and then throw it on the grill just like I normally do when I cook it. And it tastes like you just now picked it. So it is fantastic. It stores really well, freezes super easy, and then you can have corn through the winter even.
Right.
You know, that's the way we cook it on the grill. Don't take it out of the husk. Don't touch it. But you have to be careful. The silk sticking out of the end doesn't get too close to your other meat because it will flame up and you can sear some other stuff for your bread if you're toasting bread. But that is the perfect way to cook it. Just straight on the grill and roll it every 90 seconds.
Yep, it's my favorite. I have people tell me, too, they like throwing it in the microwave.
Ooh, and we don't even have a microwave.
Well, it is an easy way to cook it, but you know, it's just there again. You leave it right in the husk too, and that really protects it and takes care of that. So there's lots of different ways.
How long are you leaving it on the grill?
Oh, I leave mine on there about 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
Are you rolling it occasionally?
Or? I do. Oh, okay. And I like a good hot grill, so it's almost roasting it. You know, it's
that
got a
quick.
Good roasting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never burnt one, though, that way. I mean, the husks may be burnt and maybe black and charred. You burn in your hands. You're wearing your hot mitts peeling it. I've never gotten to the inside and had a burnt kernel.
Yeah, neither have I. And sometimes I'll peel it open and then go ahead and throw it back on the grill to get that more of a toasted feel to it. Mm. I like that as well.
I had breakfast and I'm hungry. This is making me hungry. What are some of your other summer crops?
You know, we are going to cover that here just shortly, but we're a little late for the break, and Gary D is going to cut us off. If you'd like to ask a question or join the conversation about sweet corn, 1-888-767-4348, or anything Farm Bureau related, text us 411-923.